You are at the top of the slope. From here down, it is stone. This is the Kinjocho stone paved road. Look at your feet first. The stone is Ryukyuan limestone. Centuries of people and horses have polished it, and it has a soft shine to it now. This was part of a royal highway, laid out in the 16th century, in the reign of King Shoshin, the same king who built the mausoleum you have just left. The road ran from the castle on this hill down to the port of Naha. It is said to have been about 10 kilometers long. What remains is the 300 meters in front of you. Why so little? The Battle of Okinawa and the development that followed. Which is another way of saying that these 300 meters came through the war. Almost everything you have seen today was rebuilt. Shurimon, the main hall, the mausoleum. All reconstructions. This road is not. The stones were laid by people of the kingdom, and walked on by people of the kingdom, and you are standing on them. That is a rarer thing than it sounds. Look to either side. Red-tiled houses, limestone walls, and the stone road running down between them. If you ask people here to picture Shuri, most of them picture this. And notice the red of those roof tiles. It is the same red you saw on the main hall. Both are made from the island's own clay. The castle and the town below it wear the same color. That is why the view here holds together. This district is called Kinjo. Now, some practical advice before you go down. Your shoes. Parts of this stone are polished smooth. Sandals and heels are genuinely dangerous here. If it is raining, or has been raining, the stones become very slippery. Do not push on. The slope is steep, with steps. It is not suitable for a pushchair. And going down is harder on the legs than it looks. Rest before you reach the bottom. There are places to sit on the way, and a cafe with a view. Now the most important thing. People live along this road. The lane is narrow, so please do not spread out across it, and keep your voices down. If you photograph the houses, be considerate. Please do not point a camera inside anyone's gate. Do not spill drinks on the stones, and take your rubbish with you. There is one more thing worth knowing, and it is not obvious from here. This road survived the war. The town around it did not. At the end of May 1945, after the Japanese army withdrew its headquarters to the south, what remained on this hill was rubble and burnt stone walls. The town you are walking through was rebuilt from that, by the people who chose to live here again. The road survived. The town was remade. Both of those things are in front of you at the same time. Down the slope you will find shade under some very old trees, an old communal well, and a village meeting house. Look out for them as you go. Take your time going down. Watch your step.